artwork, books, and other thank you gifts available with your pledge of support to KBOO. Stick around. Up next, it is Teresa Mitchell hosting Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, coming up on KBOO.
Countries that are trying to resist neoliberalism, they're being vilified as tyrannical, you know, communists. And if you actually look at what the economic program is, it's really just a recovering of some of these basic principles that the state can have a role in the redistribution of wealth.
Countering the neoliberal agenda, this Friday on KBOO's News and Public Affairs Day, we'll hear from KBOO's investigative team reporting on the impact of the American Legislative Exchange Council on legislation in the state of Oregon. We'll also hear from reporter and author Nomi Prinz, from activist and author Ralph Nader, from journalist John Nichols, and much more. This Friday, News and Public Affairs Day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., right here on KBOO Portland.
You've probably heard of them. The three Americans hiking in Iraqi Kurdistan, arrested by Iranian guards when they ventured near the border. An over 2-year imprisonment in Iran followed, much of it in solitary confinement. Now, Joshua Fatal, Shane Bauer, and Sarah Shord have turned their experience into a riveting memoir and a powerful indictment of solitary confinement. Tune in to a deeper look when Josh Fatal joins me, Linda Olsen Osterlund, to talk about their new book, A Sliver of Light, Three Americans Imprisoned in Iran. That's a deeper look. Thursday, May 8th at 9:30 a.m. right here on KBOO.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This is Press Watch, left opinion and counter-propaganda on KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for the news you're not supposed to know. Dedicating this show to Ani Haynes. Well, the German news source spreadnews.de reports 200 cows, pigs, and dogs were recently killed by Japanese authorities in the Fukushima Daiichi exclusion zone, and teams of hunters will soon return to kill some more. Meanwhile, Iori Mochizuki of Fukushima Daiichi reports that he has lost a year's income due to the sudden closing of his PayPal account, a reflection of the similar action against Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. And no doubt due to the same international corporate-friendly jackals, he says that the people in the Fukushima area who are suffering nosebleeds are being told by the medical authorities that it can't possibly be due to radiation. Maybe it's someone sneaking around at night punching people in the nose. That would explain the teeth falling out, too. The diarrhea and cancer epidemic, well, must be a coincidence. Oh, did I say cancer epidemic out loud? I better check my bank account. Press Watch News You're Not Supposed to Know. Xinhua Net says, despite a remarkable reduction in the number of new Ebola cases, the disease has not been totally eradicated in Guinea, and medical teams are still alert to respond in case of any eventual outbreak. And that's according to the communication officer for Médecins Sans Frontières. He said that the search for people who had contact with Ebola patients was still going on. And quoting Sam Taylor of MSF, Médecins Sans, I don't speak French. Anyway, all stakeholders should continue to remain vigilant, ensuring that the population receive the correct information and that patients are rapidly taken to hospitals for medication. And he said medical teams were continuing to receive new patients in Conakry and Guékédou, where MSF teams are working with officials from Guinea's health ministry to eradicate the disease. Another quote from that official, "We shall remain vigilant and will not say that the disease has been terminated." Now, we're having a membership drive, and I'll be going out in just a minute or two to Membership Central, or actually Membership Central will be joining me in just a couple of minutes. But I want to give you the number to call in right now, because we need to step things up and get the money rolling in. We don't have too many more days left of the drive and need to make our goal. So here's that number if you want to write it down before we get to talking in more depth about it. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And if you're listening to me on a terrestrial radio, well, you can also listen on KBOO.FM. And if you'd like to just sort of, you know, give the middle finger to the man, well, not only can you dial us up on KBOO.FM and thus be tracked by the NSA, but you could also donate, and that'll really make them mad. I haven't said as much as I would like about the U.S.-Russia standoff over Ukraine, because there are elements of the conflict that are puzzling to me, even as a habitual anti-imperialist analyst. For example, it's true that Russia needs the electric power flowing from the nuclear power plants in Ukraine, but it's also true that Ukraine has benefited from Russian subsidized pipeline gas, not just a little bit. And it's also true that Germany very much needs those gas supplies as well. Those gas supplies, which cross Ukraine in pipelines, Russian corporations continue to cooperate with Western oil companies drilling in the newly melted Arctic. The U.S. astronauts in the International Space Station continue to use Russian rockets to get up and down, not that they have any other option. So how serious can this conflict be? It's just strange, if you ask me. I want to talk about that a little bit more in just a moment. But right now, I need you to step up. I need those of you who understand how important it is to have an informed and dissenting voice on the air, how important it is to have local music broadcast at 20,000 watts. I think it might be 25,000 watts. I'll have to check. But if you understand how important KBOO is, and if KBOO is important in your life, well, this is the time to call in. And right now I'm joined by Membership Central.
Hello,
and,
Will Teresa. And Lenny there. Yes, we are. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I am here. I'm Lynn. I am here with my good friend Will, and we are here to entreat you to become part of this amazing institution known as KBOO Community Radio. I said community radio, folks, because this is about community. We are here to get you to join 877. What is that number? I almost forgot. What is
that
it, Will?
Number is 877-500-5266. Let me say that slowly. Sorry. It's 877-500-5266. And it certainly is a treat for me to be here. I always enjoy the Thursday lineup of Teresa Mitchell, the wonderful Linda Olsen-Osterlund. Then we'll be getting some Chris Andre after that. And we have many, many great shows coming up. And I know you folks are looking forward to it too. So yeah, if you could grab that phone and make whatever donation you can, maybe it's $5 a month, $10 a month, or even a one-time payment of $50 or $60. We have some great gifts to give that come with the certain different donations, including a flash drive. Is that correct?
That is correct. It has got, it was from things, there's new material on this from our spring membership drive, but we've got Susan Faludi, the lovely Margaret Mead, Molly Ivins, who I so, so miss, Ken Kesey at Powell's in 1992. The list goes on and on.
We've got another one, Lynn. I think it's, it's the same one with Molly Ivins. Also
yeah.
Has Kshama Sawant.
Yeah.
And if you're following the fight for the $15 minimum wage, the fight for a living wage, $15 a fight. Well, that's the name to remember. And I think it's great that she is on that flash drive.
She being the socialist city council member from Seattle, who is very much leading the $15 an hour fight. Then John Nichols on Dollarocracy. It's a great flash drive.
It's basically like getting a library, isn't
it's
it?
It's totally like getting a
donation,
library.
And you get a library of extremely important, interesting, thought-provoking speakers. That's
gift
incredible.
It to one of your right-wing friends. It's an excellent thing to do. And it's also got a folder of open-source software for internet. It's called an internet security toolkit that's also very much fun. But this is something that you can get today for a $75 minimum pledge. That is it. Do you know how great that is? That is amazing.
It also makes me feel like I'm living in the future. Because, you know, I wish that I'd gotten a jetpack with this. But hey, this is pretty cool. I mean, this is what they did in Star Trek in the 60s, right? They had this little bitty thing. And they had all this information. And wow.
Wow, wow, wow. And for only $6.25 a month, if you put it on an EFT.
Wait, how much was that?
$6.25 a month. It's nothing.
That's
barely a latte. Barely a latte. Yep. And also now, we can do monthly deductions on credit and debit cards, Will.
Well, that's very convenient.
It's very convenient.
It couldn't be any more convenient.
I think not.
And all they need to do is pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266.
So don't spend a latte. Just call. I'm sorry. I just had to do that.
You had to. I know. And I'm glad that you did. I'm glad that you did, Teresa. And people, we know, folks, that you love Teresa's show.
Yep.
I hear it from people all the time. So this is the time, and you're listening. I know you're listening because you can hear my voice. This is the time to call in. It's sort of in the middle of the drive now. It's time to make your contributions. Become part of this, as I said, amazing institution. Become part of this community. Radio sounds better when you do. Did you know that, Will?
And I definitely know that. I listen on Thursdays because normally I'm not here. I'm here normally on Tuesdays and Fridays for
right.
my receptionist job, but I always tune in specifically on Thursdays to hear all the great lineup of shows, starting obviously with Joanne Hardesty and then mm-hmm. leading into Teresa and Linda or Pair. And yeah,
and this
you
morning
can
we've
show
got
how much
and
you appreciate these great
well.
Shows. Oh, yeah, with Conch, the
yeah,
great
yeah.
Conch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can show how much you appreciate all these terrific shows that are put on by volunteers, people who put, you know, their blood, sweat, and tears into these shows. All their talent and all their hard work goes into these shows, and they do it because it's a labor of love and it's important to them. And I know you folks out there, it's very important to you. So please grab the phone.
Can we have a cleanup for blood, sweat, and tears in here?
No, because we are very frugal with our money, and we make our programmers pick up their own blood, sweat, and tears. That's how we do not abuse or use your money. It is used on our palatial studios, which if you come on down to 20 Southeast 8th, you can put your money on the table and get a cup of coffee and a tour of this station. We are open for business. You do not have to go through big fat security to get into KBU because we are a community radio station.
That's
and
right.
And you are the community.
You
and what number should they call,
here.
Will?
They should call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And you literally can walk in the door here, meet people, meet our wonderful receptionist, Zoe, who's working right now. She has her lovely little dog, Max, with her. And yeah, you get a cup of coffee, a tour of the station. I recommend anybody do that, whether it's pledge drive or not, because you can work out where your money's going and how this place operates. And it is a small place, and it runs on a shoestring budget. And you help that shoestring continue. So please call us at 877-500-5266.
And this really is the place where you get the news you're not supposed to know. I will hear things on other radio stations or TV, and I have heard it months ago on KBOO. People here are actually trained to become investigative reporters, a rare endangered species of a bird. 877-500-5266. That is the number to call. Show Teresa just how much you appreciate the work she puts into her show, and I know you do. Get yourself a flash drive for $75 a month. Or no, well, that'd be nice. $75 minimum pledge, $6.25 a month. Or please, we will not stop you from donating $75 a month. We
well,
would
I
never,
like to,
never
like,
do that.
Thank
we
you, Lennon. I
like
to round people up to $10 a month.
All right,
a lot of
that's
a
great
that.
Idea.
All right, then let's go back to a little bit more programming. Thank you very much, Will and Lynn. And I was talking about the situation in Ukraine. Well, it's a handy distraction from the state of the U.S. worker, isn't it? Currently a tad desperate as people are competing for minimum wage jobs that don't even pay the rent. I mean, that is such a slap in the face that is so intolerable. I don't know what to say about it. One estimate is that at least 800,000 U.S. workers have just plain given up looking for work in the past few years. But we're supposed to call this a recession. Don't call it a depression because what? I mean, that's shocking. And even more when you break down the figures for people who aren't born with pink skin. Is it okay if I call it pink skin? Pink skin privilege. Maybe that won't make the Fox News people jump. The corporate press keeps pretending that statistics are improving, but it's really the same game as the mid-1930s when the catchphrase was, prosperity is just around the corner. One of the little-known facts about that era is that people in the U.S. died of malnutrition. How many? Just you try and find out. Last night, I drove just a couple blocks from this radio station. I was driving to the radio station. I was dropping off Devin at 2 in the morning. After my work shift, I saw dozens of people camped on the sidewalk. One man was still up, carefully sweeping his little area just a couple blocks from here, and all these people want is to be let alone. And they don't even get that. They have to put up with constant police harassment and violence for year upon year now. A lot of these people are young and well-educated. I think something has got to give, because people still remember when it was possible to make a decent living in this once proud country. Brought to you by billionaires. One might hope that the current push for a $15 minimum wage, call in and get the flash drive and find out all about it, 877-500-5266 right now, please. Well, because otherwise bitterness and violence will set in. There's a reason that Bonnie and Clyde were heroes. And unfortunately, people are organizing against the parasitic corporate capitalism that is working so hard to beggar us all. Next week, there's a nationwide and indeed international strike against the fast food barons demanding that they pay a living wage. $15 or fight. Now, I'll bet it's starting to occur to certain billionaire bloodsuckers that they are outnumbered 100,000 to one. How many guards can they hire and how fast? Better raise the barricades higher, boys, at those gated communities. $15, it's just not. I want to say something about that, too. That's often framed as, oh, for just a few cents more for your burger. It could be, which is true. It's like 10 cents more, 15 cents more, something like that. People could be paid enough to live on. Wow, what a concept. But I don't frame it that way because I'm anti-capitalist. I'm an anarcho-socialist. I think that we can devise a much better system. But the fact is, people can be paid $15 an hour without raising the price of the burger 1 cent, because the thing that should be adjusted is the billions that go to the people at the top. That is literally the problem. That gives them way too much power. That allows them to utterly control politics in the United States. So much to say about that. And that money that money comes from the labor of the people who are paid not enough to live on. Obscene. Let's change it. $15 or fight. So with all that going on, maybe it's time for a phony war scare. Or, God damn them, it may be that the banksters and the generals really want to blow things up, as in the former Yugoslavia 15 years ago, or, as in the horror from your nightmares from the 1980s, nuclear war with the only country that has enough nuclear ICBMs to actually take on the United States. This past week, we've seen the unbelievable horror of Nazi thugs burning down a building full of people just to take revenge on pro-Russian protesters, killing dozens. There's no doubt about this, by the way. No question that it was the right sector and Svoboda-type pro-U.S. goons sporting their Nazi armbands, throwing Molotov cocktails into the building. You can watch videos of them right now on YouTube. There go the Molotovs. And that's not the worst of it. Apparently, the arson was used to cover up worse atrocities, the sort one would expect from Nazis. Mike Whitney writes in counterpunch.org, quoting, "It's now clear that many of the anti-junta activists who occupied the trade union's house were neither burned to death nor died of smoke inhalation, but were savagely shot at point-blank range by agents and thugs who had infiltrated the building to kill as many of the occupants as possible, burn the corpses, and then slip away without notice. Some of the victims, like a young woman who was 8 months pregnant, were strangled with an electrical cord and left slumped backwards over her desk in a room that showed no sign of fire or smoke damage. In another case, a woman was stripped naked from the waist down, raped, killed, and set ablaze. And still other cases, victims with bullet holes through their skulls had flammable fluid dumped on their heads and were incinerated, leaving a charred head atop a corpse whose clothes were untouched by fire. The sloppily executed killing spree proves that the fire was not the result of a spontaneous clash between pro and anti-Kyiv demonstrators, but a carefully planned black op that likely involved foreign intel agencies working hand-in-hand with the fascist junta government in Kyiv. Did we mention that the CIA has taken up residence in the Ukrainian government, end quote? Read that article on Counterpunch. And I just can't not express how badly the U.S. presses. And also, this is time to, I'm sorry, got to kick around NPR on this. Doing a horrible job. Worse than that, collaborating with imperialism, helping to foment what can possibly be a nuclear war. This is insane. We have to stop it. We have to stop it. You listening to me right now on the community radio station, you have to stop it. I won't tell you all the ways. You know what to do. And if you don't, anything. This insanity has to stop. And to express again my puzzlement, I cannot believe that it's gotten this far. There's no bottom. And to me, it is shocking. It's not surprising to think the CIA has a hand in this. I mean, I cut my teeth on activism on the CIA's Contra war. I remember reading testimony of a family that was invaded by Contras because they lived a little too far from Managua where the cowards could get in. They held up their five-year-old son's hand and used it for target practice, shooting off the fingers one by one. Terrorism, U.S. style. There's nothing new about it. So this isn't going over well locally. Here, for example, is an excerpt from a Serbian commenter under National Demokratija Srbija. I've edited this for English grammar. They write, Putin has learned nothing of the Serbian experience. This is their opinion. This is not my opinion that I'm expressing here. I'm just telling you what National Demokratija Srba posted on the web. Putin has learned nothing out of the Serbian experience with NATO, which is just what the West hoped for. They write, unfortunately, as we, the Serbian National Democrats, suspected, Russian hesitation to really militarily, if needed, defend essential Russian interests in Ukraine proved to be a sign of Russian weakness, just like the basically anti-Russian Geneva Agreement was. Putin, they write, proved to be very unintelligent by not learning from Serbian mistakes, especially regarding the fact that the enemy has not changed anything regarding methods at all. In fact, Putin is making the same catastrophic mistakes that Milosevic, leader of the really much weaker state than Russia, Serbia in the 90s, made by constant hesitation to react appropriately and by retreating. Putin is demoralizing and alienating his own people in this way. And they write, the Western pattern in the Russian case is the same as in the Serbian war. Step one, NATO will intimidate the enemy by deception, sanctions, and force, while the victim will not react appropriately to genocide. When they say genocide, this is a reference to the anti-Russian fervor of Svoboda and Rights Sector. And after the building stunt, I think there is a little genocide problem there. Step two, they write, make the enemy scared to support the people still honorable enough to fight back, and therefore make him weaker by making him fight his own people. Step three, totally destroy the demoralized and disunited enemy militarily and by brainwashing in every way. And they write, Serbia is small and therefore justifiably scared of the West, but Russia is certainly not objectively weak and is behaving in a cowardly manner like an elephant scared of a mouse. And they wrote that all in all caps. When I say this is not going over well, I'd say more like this latest atrocity has really riled people up, which was the whole idea, I think. It's that horrible. So I beg you to take action. We cannot risk this war. And it is horrible to think of U.S. soldiers getting involved, well, in this or any imperial war. I mean, that's what the U.S. game is with 700 bases overseas, but we still have to stop it. And this could be extremely ugly. The billionaires don't have to care. They can get in their own bunkers. They don't have to worry about it. There's no limit to the protection they can get. Well, you don't have it. Certainly not from instantaneous nuclear conflagration. The first thing that you would know about nuclear war, really, is that you're dead. Well, that's a little harsh to raise funds on, but we've got to raise funds here at KBOO. And I'm joined now by Membership Central, Will and Lynn.
Hey, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Yes, Teresa. Thank you for that that stirring note at the end there. And but your bunker, as it were, your defense against lack of information is KBOO Community Radio. And
that is,
I
so
stress,
true.
Community Radio. I'm Lynn. I'm here with my friend Will, and we are here to raise funds this morning. We are here to get you to contribute, to become a member of this community. 877-500-5266. And we have some folks to thank who have done just that.
We do. We want to thank particularly Cheryl and Robin, both of whom renewed their membership, and we want to thank them very, very much. It's and so important that the people renew their membership, keep the money flowing in, because you really do count on KBOO. Let me just tell you that number again, and I'll turn it over to Lynn. It's 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. And then, Lynn, you were about to say something.
I was about to say, also, Jason renewed, and he said it's the best radio around. Which is true, folks.
And I agree.
Absolutely. And that's why we are here asking for you to contribute to this radio station. We are commercial free, but we are not monetarily unobligated. We yep. have to keep the lights going. Has some other contributors this morning, and it's restaurants that feed our hungry volunteers. There's Bridges Cafe at 2716 Northeast MLK Junior Boulevard. Gracie's at 729 Southwest 15th Avenue, and Salvador Molly's at 1523 Southwest Sunset Boulevard. Thank you, restaurants, and thank you, listeners, who are about to call in. We know you love Teresa Mitchell's show. You are listening to it if you hear my voice. So this is the time, 877-500-5266. Get yourself a flash drive.
That's right. And I want to mention, I'm a receptionist on Tuesdays and Fridays at KBOO, and I get a lot of phone calls, people wanting this and that, and contacts with so-and-so. But I hear so many favorable comments, excuse me, about Teresa Mitchell's show. I particularly enjoy it. I know how hard she works on it, but I know how many people out there in the radio listener land love her show particularly. I mean, it's so informative. There's so much news you hear on her show that you don't hear anywhere else.
Truly.
And I mean, like, where else could you find this info? You could scan the internet for hours the way Teresa does, or you could like leaf through a newspaper and find there's no coverage there. But Fukushima, who else is talking about Fukushima still? And it is an ongoing problem, and we all know that it's radioactivity. It doesn't just stop after a week's news coverage. So if you pick up your phone and dial 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-5266, you'll be showing your support for Teresa's show, and a financial donation will keep us on the air, because of course free speech isn't free. We have to pay the bills, we have to pay the electricity, and we have to pay for all the things that keep going, to replace mics that break down, because when you're putting this much important information on the air, the microphones get worn out. So please dial us at 877-500-5266. Isn't that right, Lynn?
Absolutely. And get yourself a little flash drive here for a $75 contribution. That is $6.25 a month, though Teresa always likes people to do at least $10 a month, and this is Teresa's show,
we'll
and I'm doing
anything,
that. We
I
will take anything.
10.
Right, that's true. We will take what you give because we're grateful. Anyway, try
that's
this
right.
this flash drive. Has got, if you're a news junkie, and you probably are because you're listening to Teresa's show, this has some amazing audio of Daniel Berrigan, Dick Gregory, Ward Churchill, and some things from our new audio from the KBOO's 2014 Spring Membership Drive. John Nichols on Dollarocracy, Kajma Sawat, about who is the councilwoman from Seattle, speaking about $15 an hour, which Teresa talks about all the time. But the way to start, kids, is trial 877-500-5266. You can also go to kboo.fm if you're in your jammies or you just don't feel like talking to anybody. This is too early for you. It is before 11. So, and
this is Portland.
And this is Portland. This is Portland. But we are here, but at kboo.fm, we are in Portland and beyond. We are the universe. The community is the world.
Yep.
And I want you to know, we also can do monthly deductions on credit and debit cards these times. That's a new service. It couldn't be more convenient, could it, Will?
And you can show your support every month without any inconvenience to you, without any paperwork. It's so simple. Just $5, $10, maybe even $20 a month to show how much you support KBOO and all these terrific programs we get. Dial 877-500-5266.
That's 877-500-KBOO. Just had to do that.
That's fine.
And I want to shout out to Salem and Corvallis and as far north as Kelso. Y'all are listening to us because we are pumping out that power so that you can hear us. You're part of the greater Cascadia KBOO area, and we want to hear from you right now. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Lynn. I want to wrap up in just the last couple of minutes, but I want to point out that you can get that flash drive right now. It's got Ward Churchill, it's got Molly Ivins, it's got Ken Kesey, W.E.B. Du Bois. I mean, this has got everyone on it, and you can get it. It's got hours of programming and recordings that you will quite enjoy. I want to say again, let's get together and stop the possibility of this war. It's more extreme. The possibilities are just getting out of hand. There are Tupolev bombers going off the coast. If you had radar, you would be able to see the damn things. This is a nuclear threat. And the people who are risking this are absolutely insane. Let's stop them. Stay tuned. Linda Olson, Austrian, coming up. And all the ships at sea.
Co-sponsor the 5th Annual Law and Disorder Conference, May 9th through 11th at Portland State University. This conference calls for people, movements, organizations, and collectives to present alternative accounts to the political dimensions of civic engagement, mutual aid, and revolution. The conference starts Friday, May 9th with a facilitated discussion on the politics of solidarity, lessons learned from the struggle, and continues for 2 days of panel discussions, tabling, and more. Again, that's the 5th Annual Law and Disorder Conference, May 9th through 11th at Portland State University. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage, under Community Events.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning into KBOO. I'm your host, Linda Olson Osterlund, and you're listening to A Deeper Look. I have a great show planned for you today. Josh Vital will be joining me. He's one of the authors of A Sliver of Light, Three Americans Imprisoned in Iran. But before I get to Josh, I want to let you know that we are in the middle of our membership drive, if you hadn't heard that already. So don't hesitate to call during the show to become a member. The audio from this show will be posted to our website, kboo.fm, by early afternoon at the latest, so you won't miss anything. The number to call to become a member is 877-50-